It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible Millway with three locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard. And our friend, our guest from the community today is Texarkana, Texas Mayor Bob Brueggemann. First time we've had him in here for 2021. We had Alan Brown, the Arkansas side mayor, three or four weeks ago, I guess. So we were like, well, we got to get Mayor Bob in here.
Yep.
Because we got to find out what's going on the Texas side. And first of all,
good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you all this morning. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It was sometime last year. Yeah. So it's good to have you in. We're already into the second quarter now.
Yeah.
I just realized that today is the first day of the second quarter of 2021. And things going on in Texarkana, Texas. Now, I know that you are doing some repairs from the potholes that were brought up by that terrible cold snap and winter storm and snow and all that we had, but that's proceeding well.
Right. Yeah, we've had some street issues with potholes and things like that. And of course, right after the event, we had a lot of homes that endured water pipes that broke.
Right.
And so we had several hundred calls for people to go out to have water cut off to their homes. A lot of sprinkler systems were damaged. I was a victim of at my house, and I thought I had mine properly covered. But
minus two is a little extreme.
Yeah.
Right. I had insulation. It's my backflow pump. I had insulation wrapped around it, a towel, a mat, and a tarp.
Right.
And it still got
There's not a whole lot more you could do
That's
at that
right.
point.
A heat lamp would have been
right. Right, a heat lamp about it. Right. So anyway, I got that fixed.
All right.
So we're recovering from that.
A little crises there averted. But, you know, you mentioned this on Facebook. Last year or so has just been unbelievable as far as having to have emergency situations because, you know, we had the COVID, which is still going on, but it's lessening a little bit. Then you had that ransomware thing that struck the computers. That was
in December.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, it has been. It's been very bad.
Yeah. So you're kind of coming out of that now.
Right.
And then, of course, we had the mega snow, snowmageddon or whatever they called it and all that. So it's been one thing after another. But good people working in the city kept things flowing. Kept things working.
Things just kept ticking along.
Yeah.
As if,
I mean, you had to adjust, and it did cause a big, especially the ransomware, caused a big problem. But good employees.
Absolutely. I mean, public works, police, fire, all of our employees just did an incredible job during those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, with COVID, you know, we established an emergency operations center in conjunction with the county, and so that went extremely well. So We're just, as you mentioned, blessed with great employees who take care of our citizens each and every day.
Absolutely. I know you got a big road project going on. You're extending, what's the name of the road you're extending?
Gibson Lane.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
tell us about that project.
We're extending Gibson Lane. There's one leg left to that project going from University Avenue west to Pleasant Grove Road out in the vicinity right in front of where the Encore apartment complex is where it will merge into that.
So that'll give you a straight shot all the way to Kings Highway.
All the way to Kings Highway.
Wow.
That's exactly
nice.
Right. So Pleasant Grove Road, the Kings Highway stretch has already been in place for some time. So we have that piece missing. We've got to put in a bridge over the bayou there. So that's going to take a little time. And then at the intersection of University and Gibson, a lot of people have been asking, well, why has that intersection been widened so much? And the reason for that is that there's going to be a roundabout put in at that location. So that will be our second major roundabout that we have in that part of the city.
All right, so that's a major street project that is going on right now. Any other street projects of note, or is that the big one right now?
That's the largest one right now.
Okay.
We continue to do some overlaying of streets and that sort of thing. As you mentioned, doing maintenance on potholes and things like that, that's ongoing. So we do have some smaller projects, but the Gibson Lane project is by far the largest one.
Absolutely. And of course, work on things downtown continues to hum along. We got what's the latest on the Grimm restoration?
The Hotel Grimm project is progressing nicely. We're a little bit behind, and we were hoping to have that project finished this time in spring of this year. Looks like it'll probably be sometime maybe fall, late fall, when we'll have it finished. but it's going to be very, very nice.
You can see the work, man.
It's beautiful.
I drive by there occasionally just for that purpose alone, just to look and see how does it look now. And you can see the work ongoing inside.
Yeah, it looks very great. Mm-hmm. The roof, the tile roof has been replaced. The exterior brick has been cleaned. The stucco part has been painted, all new windows.
It's
in
beautiful.
The rooms, and they're working in the lobby area as well, and it's just going to be very nice. And then just a couple of blocks from there, we have the former Texarkana National Bank building. It's now called the Texarkanian.
Right.
That's another David Peavy project.
Good job.
And so he is working on that building as well. And then we also have some construction projects that Mayor Brown and the Arkansas side are working on over there. We have the Courthouse Square project, which is for both cities around the federal courthouse building. Right. So that will be very nicely enhanced. It'll look very nice. As you all well know, we have a lot of people, travelers who come to Texarkana, and they go have their photo taken at the at the post office building.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue talking about that and other things as we continue on a Thursday morning. 103.9 MyPigRadio.com, 24 hours a day, the best and the most country. And this would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times this morning. So DeLauder's Grocery, your family-owned grocery store serving your family since 1977. They're sponsoring our discussion with our friend, guest from the community today, Bob Brueggemann, Texarkana, Texas Mayor. And we were talking about the around the post office, the courthouse. You know, you said, as you mentioned, that a lot of people stop there from all over the country to take their picture in front of the post office courthouse, where they have 1 foot in Texas, 1 foot in Arkansas, and all that. And they do. And you're redoing that area around it, and there's brick underneath that asphalt.
So you're restoring it to historical accuracy.
Talk about that.
Right. Around the perimeter of the post office, we do have brick under the asphalt. And so a major portion of that section, I believe both Texas and Arkansas side, is going to be refurbished. So the asphalt will be stripped, the brick will be cleaned and then replaced, and so we'll actually have brick pavers like it used to be as a portion of that.
That's kind of like Beach Street is on the Arkansas side. I love that where the brick is.
Yeah, kind of the rumble sound when you drive over it.
Yeah, it's all right. It kind of makes you feel like old-fashioned or whatever.
Historic.
But it's going to be beautiful when it gets done.
Don't have to worry about potholes on brick street.
You certainly, certainly don't. That's right. Yeah, potholes, that's the biggest challenge a mayor has sometimes.
Yeah.
That's right.
And county judges.
Yeah, county judges and commissioners and all that. The roads. The roads, the roads. Mm. But those are many of the things that are going on. I do know that Spring Lake Park, it's that time of the year, spring, summer coming up. There's things that are going to get to go on that maybe didn't get to go on last year. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things coming up in your parks that you know about? Because you talked about the recycling event.
Right. Currently we have baseball is underway at the Swanger Complex with Dixie Baseball. That's been going on now for several weeks. The Alzheimer's Alliance has their annual Wine Fest.
Right.
It's always traditionally been held the first Saturday in May.
Okay.
And so that is on go for this year.
Fantastic.
Unfortunately, had to be canceled last year due to COVID. That's a large event. I mean, they'll have 15,000 people come out for that. And so it's a great fundraiser for the community. The people have a great time. So that's going to be underway. And then in a few weeks, we'll be having our annual citywide garage sale and recycling of electronic devices.
Right, because we've been hoarding them since last year.
That's right. So they're piling up, aren't they?
Yeah, I have a room to clear up.
Right. So that'll be coming up real soon, and so we're excited about that taking place. So a lot of activities taking place at Spring Lake Park.
Yeah, and it's,
Spring
Lake Park
lately,
is beautiful, and the work that they did, was it the year before last now? Mm-hmm. I don't even remember, the on the dredging the lake out of the pond out and making it deeper and nicer. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. Yeah. Just beautiful. It's a beautiful park to go to and enjoy. But there's beautiful parks all across our area on both sides of town. But that is one of my favorites, Spring Lake Park. And then we want to mention the fact that you are going to be looking for a new city manager, because Shirley Jaster, who has been with the city in various capacities for a long time, has decided to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is going to be the process for picking a new city manager?
Well, Shirley's retirement will be effective on April 30th, which will be her last day there. And so we will be having an interim city manager. David Orr currently serves as our assistant city manager, has done a great job. And then we'll get the assistant city manager in place, interim city manager in place, and then look for a final position for that. And so we've been having some discussions among the council about perhaps doing a, perhaps if we do a national search or the extent of what we'll do as far as the selection of a new, you know, city manager. And so that'll be underway pretty soon as we work towards that. But
and of course, if people don't, some people don't know, but realize that both sides of town use the city manager form of government.
Correct.
And right. Not everybody does that, but but some do, and both sides of town do. And in a city manager form of government, the city manager is a very important person.
That's true. The way we're structured, the city manager, the city attorney, and the municipal judge report to the council. But all the other directors, when I say that, I'm talking about the police chief and the fire chief and the public works director, they report to the city manager. And that's the way that we're structured. Yeah. And so
that's important who's in that position.
Absolutely. Very knowledgeable. And it's a very important. It's a very important, it's a very critical job that we have at the city. The city manager also works very closely with the council.
Right.
We keep the council briefed on things that are taking place, projects that are underway, answering questions, fielding complaints and concerns from citizens.
Yeah, that's right.
That happens too.
That happens too.
Right.
So it's important.
It's a very, very important job, and Shirley's just done a great job, and we're certainly going to miss her, but we certainly wish her a happy retirement as well.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to continue talking with Mayor Bob, and we'll get him and Anna to play a game too.
Oh, good.
We just, that's what we do. We play games.
Yes,
okay.
We do.
All right. Okay.
More of the best of most countries coming up on The Pig on a Thursday morning. Be careful out there. It's April Fool's Day, so don't let anybody pull a prank on you today. We're going to play it straight here today.
Yes, we are.
Just because we're that kind of people. Yeah, we call it the best of most country for a reason. 1039 mypigradio.com. And it is going to be a cool day across the area today. But sunshine, a beautiful day, high temperatures in the low 60s. The north winds may pick up a little during the afternoon. Then they're going to die down tonight. And we could see a frost.
Right.
Which, you know.
So if you've got something sensitive out there,
you always know that if it's not Easter yet,
don't plant
a bunch of stuff, because we're always going to have this Easter snap.
But if you did, just cover it,
because we could have a frost tonight and in the morning, and then sunny and low 60s again tomorrow. The Easter weekend for the activities, if you love to do Easter egg hunts with your kids or your grandkids, dressing up to go to church on Sunday morning, or going out to the fair, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
It will be.
That is good news. We got the mayor of Texarkana, Texas, Bob Brueggemann, in here. We've been talking about things going on in Texarkana, Texas. And before we wrap it up, we're going to get you, Anna, and you people out there in Radio Land to play a game. Today's happens to be, happens to be Classic Edition Slogan Off as my phone rings in the background. But it is Classic Edition Slogan Off. These are famous sayings or commercial sayings, okay?
Okay, so slogans.
Slogans, thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Why it's called Slogan Off?
My phone threw me off.
It would have.
I hope Anyway, here we go. I'm going to give you the slogan. You tell me
the
product.
We're going to start with the easy ones, the traditional, right? Or the
We're going to do the old ones.
Okay, good.
And these are pretty easy today.
Okay, good.
Okay. When you care enough to send the very best.
It's a kind of card. Hallmark.
Hallmark. That's right. That's right. That one. I'd forgotten that one.
Hallmark.
When you care enough, like,
thank you for the help.
Now, they don't get to advertise these. I'm just giving it away here. They don't get to advertise these anymore on radio or anything like that, TV, but I'd walk a mile for a blank.
A Camel.
That's right.
Yeah. Cigarettes.
Camel cigarettes back in the day. Breakfast of Champions.
Wheaties.
That's right.
The great cereal Wheaties. Here we go with another one. If y'all miss this one, I'm just going to just walk out, I think. The King of Beers.
That would have to be Budweiser.
Budweiser.
And We Try Harder.
The rental car, Avis.
Avis.
Yeah, Avis, because Hertz was number one.
Right.
But Avis was always, We Try Harder, number two. And that's kind of our motto around here.
Yeah. We Try Harder.
We Try Harder here
and
at the
pig. And we're
number one. Real quick, let's see if you can get into these modern editions, because these are always tough. I don't know the modern stuff. Free, 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 free.
You have to give us a hint.
It's that time of the year that we do this every year, and they extended it by a month.
TurboTax?
TurboTax, mm-hmm. Tax season. Free is TurboTax. Where you take control. I've never heard of this, and I don't even know what kind of product it is or what company it is. Experium? What is that, Anna?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I can Google
it. You know
it.
Mayor Bob?
They're not very well known, I
That's
guess.
Right.
I don't know
their
either.
The slogan's not very good.
Yeah.
More power for me.
Is it a power drink?
Yeah.
So Powerade?
That would be correct. More power for me, Powerade.
Yeah.
A taste of welcome. Now, I love this product. I've never heard the slogan. A taste of welcome. It's a cracker that you
Aren't
eat.
Aren't those crackers that you eat all the time? They were in the kitchen? The Ritz?
The Ritz.
Okay. Yeah.
The
they
Ritz
are good.
They are good.
They're,
yeah.
And I think y'all might get this one. We help people get jobs.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yes. Indeed we do.
Indeed we do is correct. All right, Mayor, thank you so much for coming in. And we'll have to have you back
in
the summertime to give us an update on everything that's going on around the city at that time. But a lot of things happening, trying to get out of COVID. Y'all have done a great job during this whole mess and the ransomware. And so we wanted to take
thank
time to
you.
Say we appreciate what you and the council members and the city workers and the city manager all do to try to make things go smoothly in times that are not smooth at all.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
I really, really appreciate that. We do have an outstanding group of employees at the city, all of our different departments that serve our citizens. And I want to thank you all for helping getting the word out. You know, if we have a situation where we need to get information out to the community, to the citizens, you all are always there to do that. And we certainly appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, have a great April Fool's. Be careful out there, man.
I will be. I will be.
This was the safe room.
Be careful what I say and what I eat.
Yeah,
and
anything. Yeah. Where you sit.
Yeah.
Anything
else.
People are mean.
That's
in
right.
April Fool's.
That's right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.